Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The push. I know of nothing more difficult and yet more necessary for a parent to do than to push their children when the time is right. Because the fact of the matter is this, that without a little push, most children will stay right where they are, in the safety and the simplicity of our embrace. But within our arms or our homes, they will never learn to soar. Eagles know it. Bears know it. The majority of the animal kingdom knows it. And yet so many humans do not. It is perhaps the greatest parental blunder, sin, mistake, faux pas, call it what you will, of our time. I know of no other time or place where parents have struggled to hold on to their children more than we have seen and experienced in the last 20 or so years here in America. In some kind of misguided attempt to boost our children's self-esteem and to make things better for them than we had it when we were growing up, to make sure that everything is fine and equal, to make them happy, to be their friend instead of their parent, we as a society have failed to push our children. We've given them liberty without responsibility, choices without consequences, membership without dues. We've failed to push them to work and to contribute and to sacrifice, failed to push them to be independent and accountable and responsible. Now, perhaps we've done this because we feel that our children aren't ready for many of life's challenges. And if that be the case, then shame on us for not properly preparing our children. But if they have been prepared, and I think in most cases they are, especially with the young people that I know, then they need our parental push. But if we are still unwilling to push them to be on their own, to pay their own way, to be responsible and accountable for their actions and their choices because we're afraid to lose them, afraid they might get hurt in the process, then double shame on us for putting our fears before their future. The eagle cannot soar if it doesn't leave the nest. And it won't leave without a push. And so it is with our children. They cannot experience the joys and the triumphs and the exhilarations of life if they never strike out on their own. And many of them will never do that without our parental push. But pushing our children is hard. You have to be willing to be yelled at, rejected, mistreated, disrespected, maybe even hated by them. Because nobody likes to be pushed, even when it's ultimately for their good. That's why they call it tough love. Because it's a very tough kind of love to give, and you have to be even tougher after you give it. But while it is tough, it is most certainly also love. We push our children because we love our children. If we want them to soar and to thrive and to flourish and to be all that they can be, then we have to push them even when it scares us, even when it scares them. We have to love them enough to make them go. I remember when I was a little boy, when I was 3 or 4 years old, I can still remember it. My parents brought me to preschool. I didn't want to go. And they dropped me off, and I cried, and I cried. I cried so much the preschool teachers called my mom, and she had to come back and pick me up. I flunked out of preschool. But can you guess where I was the very next day? Back at preschool. My dad and mom dropped me off again. They pushed me into that classroom, and this time I stayed. You see, to hold on to our children and to coddle them when it's time for them to move on to the next stage of their life, whether that be to preschool or to high school or to college or out into the job world or moving out in their own apartment or a home or following through on some commitment they made, whatever it is. If we fail to do that, we place our present before their future and our wants before their needs. No eagle would do that. No parent should do that. And our God never has and never will do that. The story of Jonah we had in our Old Testament reading today is a perfect example of God's loving push. You know the story well, I'm sure. Jonah did not want to go where God needed him to go, to that evil city of Nineveh. And so he fled from God, going the other direction, and God allowed him to be swallowed by a great fish. This fish was God's push. Because when Jonah got out of that fish, and God told him a second time, go, this time, he went. And through his witness, the whole city of Nineveh repented of their sin and were saved. God also pushed his disciples, as we saw in our epistle and gospel reading today, to go and evangelize the world. The disciples were very content to stay in Jerusalem and just wait for Christ's return. But God commissioned them, and he empowered them, and then he sent them on their way. Because his church could not soar unless those disciples left the safety and the comfort of their homes and began to share his message with the world. God even pushed his own son Jesus to die on a cross so that we could be set free from the penalty of our sin. Jesus prayed to his Father in heaven that night while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night before his death. He prayed to his Father to, if possible, remove this cup of suffering from him. But his Father would not, thereby pushing Jesus toward the cross. And God demonstrated the toughest of all loves by turning his back on his son while he was on that cross, letting him suffer the torment of the hell that we deserved. God understands all about tough love. He understands about pushing and such. He understands how difficult it is and yet how necessary it is. And so God uses the circumstances of our lives to push us where he needs us to be in order for us to soar and to grow in him. Remember his word in Romans 8, that all things work together for good to those who love God. And thus, we should always view things like lost jobs or missed opportunities or detours in our lives as God's way of pushing us in a new direction. Without leaving the comfort and the safety of the nest, be that your current job, your routine, your home, whatever it is, you will never know what opportunities lay out there for you, nor what possibilities that God has planned. It's true for us. It's true for our children. And that's why sometimes we all just need a little push. I pray that all of us parents would have the courage and the love to push our children when they need pushing. And that all of us children would have the faith and the trust to know that we can never experience the thrill of soaring until we have faced the fear of falling. And most times, that'll never happen without a push. To God be the glory for loving us with His gracious, tough love. And for those loving parents who are willing to give their children that loving push. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.